In Proverbs 27:21, it says, "Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by being praised." Now then, if you can take a man, in fact, I'll just give you a little example of what that means. We had a tremendous praise report here a while back. We've had many tremendous praise reports from many of our prayer counselors. But Rosemary, one of our dear praise worship partners and everything, she had a tremendous answer to prayer just recently. Some of you know about it. Most of you do probably. But the answer to prayer that Rosemary got was when a grandmother called and her little grandson had stuck a pocket knife in his eye and ruined his eye. And so the grandmother had, they had taken the child, a little 6 or 7 year old child, had taken the child to the doctor, the eye specialist and everything. And the results was that the eye was ruined and there was no hope for it. And tomorrow they'd have to take the eye out and put in a glass eye. So when they called the ministry center, they got Rosemary. And Rosemary, when she said, "I want prayer that the surgery will go okay for my grandson's eye," Rosemary said, "No, I don't pray a prayer like that." She said, "The God I serve, he can fix the eye." So by faith, she said, "I'm going to ask the Father in Jesus' name," according to John 14:13-14, where he said, "I could ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything, and he would do it." And so she asked the Father in the name of Jesus, according to those two verses, to repair the eye and make it so perfect that tomorrow when they take the bandage off of it, there would not even be a scratch on the lens and the eye would be perfect. Now, very few people, very, very few people have the faith. I don't know what just happened. Huh? Oh, okay. But anyway, I don't... when I think about it, very few people have the faith to pray a prayer like that and then make that kind of a bold statement. But Rosemary's learned how to do that since she's been here and how since she's been taught the Word of God. So the next day, whenever they took the little boy in for surgery, they took the bandage off of the eye. And when they did, the little boy's first statement was, "I can see. I can see." And so the doctors begin to check and examine the eye, and then the doctor, the surgeon that was going to do the surgery, his statement was, after examining the eye, he said, "There's not anything wrong with this eye. There's not even a scratch on the lens on this eye. It's perfect." Well, of course, then later on, after they recovered, you know, they called the ministry center back, and they happened to get Rosemary again. Isn't that amazing how that God does that? And the lady told her, "Thank you, thank you, thank you for that wonderful prayer because my grandson's eye was completely restored." Well, I thought, wow, this is an awesome praise report. And so I began to tell this story quite often in different services. And when I did, Rosemary, I didn't realize, you know, just like the scripture says, a man is being tested when he's being praised. How do you receive praise? Well, every time the story is told, you get a little bit taller, if you know what I mean. You know, wow, this is something, you know, that I prayed this prayer for this little boy, and this happened. Well, finally, I told it over in church, one Sunday afternoon, and when I did, Rosemary thought, "Boy, you know, that's really something. I'm really getting to be a good prayer warrior." And when she said that, within herself, immediately, a migraine headache came upon her. Now, she never has migraine headaches. Never. But she does now. And she went to the Lord and said, "Lord," after a while, she began to rebuke this headache. She did everything, but it didn't go away. And she finally went to the Lord and said, "Lord, what is wrong?" And he said, "You're being prideful." As Thurman's telling this testimony, "You're being prideful. You're even beginning to think that you did it." And she said, "Lord, I repent." And the minute she said, "Lord, I repent, I please ask you to forgive me. I know you did it. I got to pray the prayer of faith, but I do not take any glory at all." And the minute she repented, her headache went away, and she's never had another headache. So you see, it's something when you do something wonderful like that for Jesus, he doesn't share that glory with you. You might have got to pray the prayer, but he did it, and you got to give him all the glory. So as fire tests the purity of silver and gold, a person is tested by being praised. Now, if you can, boy, you can see some guy or somebody and say, man, I mean, this guy's the best guy in whatever you do that I ever saw. You know, if it's real estate, building a building, or whatever it is. Man, he's the best there is. Now, if he can say, well, I'm good because I serve Jesus. Now, if he can stay humble like that, he won't have no problem. But, you know, if enough people tell him this, eventually he may get to where he thinks, I'm somebody. Yeah, I'm getting the big head now. And then things start happening to you, and you never put the two together. You know, and so many people never put the two together that God will not, he will not share his glory with you. You know, you cannot take the big head or get the big head for these things. You can't say, well, yeah, I'm somebody. No, you're not somebody. You know, God can take you away in a heartbeat. You know, you're just an individual. You're a speck of dust on this earth. That's all you are. So don't ever think you're anything better than that. So anything he allows you to do on this earth, whatever it is, you always give him the glory. Don't ever even think about getting the big head. So when people praise you, if you're not careful, it's real easy to go there with them. You know, just like Rosemary did that night, and the Lord finally got to the point where he said, oh, okay, I'll just give you a migraine headache. And he did. And so it's kind of amazing how these things work. Okay, Dave, let's go on to verse 22 and 23. Know the state of your flocks and put your heart into caring for your herds. For riches don't last forever, and a crown might not be secure for the next generation. Now then, of course, this was written back there when we had herds and so forth, and we still do. But I could say today, know the state of your business, your company, whatever you're doing. Take heart in it. Know what you're doing. And put your heart into caring for your business. You know, make sure you're serving the Lord. You're about his business, because he says there, for riches don't last forever. Do you know that? I'm sure that you have seen, and I hope it hasn't happened to you, but I've known a lot of men in my life that have made a lot of money, and they were very, very successful and had big homes and cars and boats and airplanes and you name it, everything imaginable. And then all of a sudden, next time you hear, they file bankruptcy and they don't have nothing. Have you ever seen anybody like that? Yeah, Cheryl said she worked for one like that. Yeah. Yeah. But that's what happens, because riches do not last forever. Now, if you want riches to last forever, there's only one way for riches to last forever. And that's to make sure that when you started in your business, you were serving the Lord Jesus Christ, you were walking in obedience to his word, and if he blesses you with a financial kingdom on this earth, if you share it with his people, and you share it with others like the Lord tells you to, and you always stay humble and say, I was able to do this because of my love and my service to the Lord. He has blessed me in this. None of this belongs to me. He's given it to me to be used for his glory. And if you do that, he'll let you keep it. You'll be able to die with riches, and you'll be able to pass it on to your children. But you better teach these characteristics or these traits to your children, because if you don't, they will fall shortly. You know, have you ever known a father or something that has accumulated a significant amount of wealth in his life, and he didn't train his sons how to handle it, and they inherited it, and within a year or two or three, they were all busted? Have you ever seen that? Sure. Why? Because they're not walking with God. Daddy did, but the boys didn't. So if you don't walk with God, you ain't going to keep it. You're going to lose it. For riches do not last forever, and the crown might not be secure for the next generation. Now, of course, the thing about it is, today, the government, the crown, the government that we have, you know, this thing is up and down like crazy. You know, God gives us, I started to say he gives us what we deserve. He really don't even give us what we deserve. If he gave us what we deserve, there's no telling what we would get. You know, because we are a filthy, wicked nation today, and he doesn't give us what we deserve. I will have to say that. But we have had a lot of things happen, and I mean, I was just down in a place of business in Dallas the other day, and I was listening to men, grown men, you know, 40, 50 years old, in there that was bickering about the election and who's going to be there and about the last president and the one before that. One of them was Democrat, one of them's Republican. You know, they're talking about how, well, you know, good things happen when this group gets in, and the others said, well, no, no, no. And you ought to heard them, and didn't any of them understand what was going on. That God's behind all this, and that he is the one that's either blessing or cursing us. They don't have a clue. Although I asked them as I was there if they were Christians, and of course, the man that was the owner of the business that was so strong in his talk to these other men, yeah, he's a Christian. But I asked him, I said, do you go to church? He said, not as much as I should. Well, that automatically tells me where he's at with his spiritual walk with God. But he's obviously pretty well-to-do right now. He has a pretty nice company, a pretty nice business down there and everything. But do you know that it makes no difference how much money you make? If you don't serve God, you can lose it all in a heartbeat. Because it says right here in this Proverbs, riches don't last forever, and the crown might not be secure for the next generation. So we really don't know. But whatever you do, know the state of your business. You know, if you're a businessman, be involved with it. Watch what's going on. And put your heart into caring for your business, you know, if you're a businessman. You know, otherwise, you may experience some really devastating things. In fact, I know a man that a few years ago, he was in a church, and when he walked in, he had never been involved in a church where there had been a man that was a prophet or anything. He was more or less, you might say, like a Baptist like I was. He walked into he visited in a church with a friend. When he walked in, there was a man walked right up and put his finger in his face and said, God just told me he's fixing to put you to test in your financial world. Well, this guy was a very wealthy guy. Well, it wasn't but about 6 months when somebody told him he had a big business up in Kansas City. And he told him, he said, you know, the CPA said, I think you need to go up there and look and see what's going on. The numbers are not working out in Kansas City. So he went up there and took the CPA with him. And before they left, they found out the general manager of the plant was stealing from them. And the numbers were all messed up. And the man started losing businesses.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.